We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97-1 The Ticket. We are joined by Michigan head football coach Jim Harbaugh on the strength of a huge win Saturday night against Wisconsin and an elevation number 6 in the country. Jim, coaches obviously look for things to work on, things to progress on. Saturday night, you had to like a lot of what you saw, for the most part, top to bottom.
Yes, really liked so many things in the game. You know, thought our players made plays again. That the key to any game, you know, guys making plays, and then so many players from our depth. Made plays as well. Carlo Kemp had a terrific game. He was our defensive lineman of the game. Got his hand on a ball that applied the pressure on LeVert's interception for the touchdown. Great to see our defense score another touchdown and also get an interception. One by LeVert, one by Josh Metellus. Josh had 5 tackles in the game as well in a PBU, plus the interception. Quiddy Pay's really come on, you know, and has shown some real versatility. He can play on the edge. He can play inside as well. There's you know, things that he's really added. Our offensive line continues to play really well and playing well individually, but also playing really well collectively on their double teams and just as a group. Thought the pass protection was really good and the run blocking was outstanding. A lot of good areas where guys are playing well. Plus our special teams contributed again. Our punter punted one down inside the 10. That was great to see. We had kickoff coverage, you know, was good and physical, and guys like Tyler Cochran and Jordan Glasgow and just a bunch of guys really, really playing hard and making plays.
What surprised me
was they're playing smart too. Guys are playing really, really hard and really smart.
Yeah.
I think one penalty, maybe two penalties that I remember.
So
that's really good. What surprised me, you were able to do so much offensively with only 2 receptions to your tight ends and very little from Ben Mason. Was that game plan that way, or just that's the way the coverage set up, because you were still able to do stuff without maybe, quote, the bread and butter?
Well, the run game, when the quarterback, Shea got out on the 82-yarder, and that was a great play. His ball handling is really become a weapon. Taking care of the ball, faking, carrying out fakes, and then keeping the ball and taking it himself. It fooled a few of their defenders, especially their free safety. And then Sean McCune got an excellent block on the play. And then he got another block about 30 yards downfield. And then he finished just a couple yards behind Shea at the end of the run, which Sean McCune's really fast. That showed that. The quarterback went over 100 yards. And then in the second half, Caron Higdon, you know, rushed for nearly 90-some yards, over 100 on the day. And the zone play was really effective in the game, especially in the second half. So, we kept feeding that. I mean, we rushed for somewhere around 320-some yards running the ball. So, tight ends weren't involved in carrying the ball. But
you mentioned Shea's run. Who wins a race, Shea, McCaffrey, or Milton? Because they all ran for substantial plays.
Yeah, I'm really curious about that too. I always get curious about that. Who's faster? And you can't just do 40s and find out. I mean, I've always just believed in race 'em. You know, let's run a race in the football uniform. And
do you know the coach? I mean, the coach could probably arrange that.
I do. We do it. We do it from time to time. Not so much during the middle of the season.
Okay, right.
You know, especially with your quarterbacks, probably not the smart thing to do. But I mean, I got to keep myself back from doing that because I would love to do it. I would love to say Joe, Shay, and Dylan, let's come up here, race. Let's just race. And then
throw in, like, Jim Harbaugh, 85, and maybe Rick Leach, 78. Like, the all-time race, the all-time Michigan quarterback race.
I think Denard would beat everybody.
Denard might be in there, too, yeah.
They probably have that technology. I see that at the Combine where they have somebody running from.
Yeah, Rich Eisen, right?
Yeah, they compare him to somebody else.
Another Michigan guy.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That'd probably be the way to do it without risking the hamstring injury mid-season.
Yeah, do it at the end.
Something to think about.
Yeah.
But yeah, at some point in the offseason, I would love to see that race.
Well, speaking of the running, and I'll delve back to football. Caron Higdon after the game said, "We have the best offensive line in the country." That was his quote. Now, 5-6 weeks ago, I think we were sitting here asking you, "What's wrong with the offensive line?" So, quite a progress that they've made for Caron to say that after the game the other night. Ed Warner is a guy we haven't really asked you about very much this year. Talk about, if you could, the progress of the offensive line and how you think they've progressed since the Notre Dame game until now going into Michigan State this week.
Yeah, a couple of big ways that they've progressed. One, individually, each guy playing their best football. And that came a big part was their offseason training. Each guy was really, really serious. You could see it in the offseason working with Ben Herbert and the strength staff. They were very dedicated. Secondly, they're playing really good as a group, and they're playing really good in combinations. And a big part of that has been coaching. Ed has done a fantastic job. He's a great teacher. I love going to his meetings and just sitting there, maybe as much as or more than anybody on the team. I like Ed's meetings. I like the way he teaches, like a great teacher. You know, makes the complicated simple rather than taking the simple and making it sound complicated, which a teacher will do one of the two. Go to the blackboard. Hey, here's a simple compact concept, and it looks like a calculus equation before it's over. But he breaks it down Barney style. And
what's Barney style?
Barney's the purple dinosaur.
Barney. I thought it was Barney Rubble for a second. I was going way back. Okay.
What an actor.
Yeah, Barney makes it simple. He teaches life lessons to the kids and that they can understand. And that's, that was always, I think, the most effective way. Explain it like it's I'm a fourth grader. Tell me like I'm in the fourth grade so I can understand this. And he does a magnificent job of that. He's a real gifted teacher. I think those are some of the biggest factors.
Michigan State this week. Do you understand the fans' anxiety the last decade? I think they won 8 out of 10. This is a huge game this week for a variety of reasons. Do you understand why people are, anxious about this game, Michigan fans?
You're asking me if I understand?
Yeah.
Yes, I understand.
Okay.
I grew up in this rivalry, played in this rivalry, coached in this rivalry. I understand it thoroughly.
And today, Mark D'Antonio said the last couple years there's been more sportsmanship on the field, and he gives you the credit for that because he says Jim Harbaugh respects the game of football.
Yeah,
how would you respond to that?
Yeah, I have a deep abiding respect for the game of football, and love for it. And this is a big game. It's always been a big game. Is a big game. And always going to be a big game.
Are you the same coach during a rivalry week as you are every other week? I mean, do you try to treat this week as if you're playing anybody else? You know what I'm saying? Like, is it just important to stay as normal as possible, or do you emphasize things a little bit more given the fact that it is a rivalry week?
Yeah, it's a rivalry in-state big game.
I know it is. I get that
it's treated. It's treated as such.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just don't know if sometimes, like, I guess one of my other questions is, do you ever worry about the emotions getting too high? Like, do you, as Stoney mentioned earlier, two penalties the other day. You want to make that the same thing on Saturday. You want the guys coming out of the locker room before the game, but maybe is there ever a concern that they're too hyped up for a game like this one?
Yeah, we strive to play. We want to play our best. We want to play hard. We want to play smart. And, we talked about it earlier. I've been impressed with our team in those two regards. They are playing really hard and really smart.
What do you think of Brian Lewerke and how he's progressed over the years? How do you stop him?
Yeah, it's not easy. He's a very talented quarterback. When you can throw the ball really well and you can run it really well, and he's got a runner's knack. You know, he's really slippery in the pocket. It's gonna take everybody being in their rush lanes and not giving him a gap, because he'll find it. And he's got the ability to throw the ball downfield, very good touch. He's a very accurate guy, and he's a competitive winning quarterback. He's got that winning factor. Always thought that about him.
And Davis has turned into one of the best receivers in the country.
Yeah.
It seems, huh?
Yeah, big penchant for the big play. There's no question about it. And, he's got several good targets. And the defense is, their linebacker corps is one of the best in the Big Ten. They're really well coached. This is a team where you don't see guys big open gaps. You don't see people running free in the secondary, and they adjust quickly. They've got plenty in their scheme. A lot. Well, they'll make the adjustment. If they get hurt, or even something comes open. On a previous play that you didn't really catch, quarterback didn't recognize it, or somebody didn't recognize it, or you didn't have the right play called. They'll adjust before they get hurt with something. It's really, really good. They're a really good football team.
Thanks, Jim.
Okay, thank you.
Good talking to you. Appreciate it.
Enjoy the bye week.
Good to see you.
Jim Harbaugh here with us. 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.